Mount St. Helens erupted 40 years ago on May 18, 1980. In a way, it never stopped. Correspondent Nick Deshay has more on the science behind Washington's iconic mountain.
10,000 earthquakes, not to mention a conspicuous and very large bulge, signaled to scientists that Mount St. Helens was awake. Then, on May 18, 1980, the volcano sent ash 16 miles into the sky, ending 123 years of dormancy.
They are starting to evacuate the total area. It was reported a 5 to a 12-foot flash flood coming down from 12 miles.
Torrential mudslides followed, aided by a 5.1 magnitude earthquake that took the cap off the volcano.
And it was, you know, exactly like taking out the lid off of a Coke bottle that you've shaken up. And it just came out in a much more violent way than it otherwise would have.
Seth Morin is scientist in charge at the Cascades Volcano Observatory in Vancouver, Washington.
Nature's coming back for sure, but it's still very easy to see what happened out there 40 years ago. And just to think about how fast the landscape changed in 10 minutes is really awesome and awful in multiple senses of the words.
57 people were killed and $1 billion in damage was done. But decades later, the eruption still threatens the peace on Mount St. Helens. Look no further than Spirit Lake in the shadow of the mountain, which was immediately transformed by the blast. Its surface area doubled. And its only outlet, the North Fork Toutle River, was buried and choked off under 600 feet of debris. Fred Swanson is a research geologist who studied St. Helens before and after the eruption.
A lot of the floating mat of logs that are now still on Spirit Lake and moving around with the winds, those were trees that were, some of them had been on the slope between the main body of the volcano and down to the shore of Spirit Lake, and they were shoved into the lake by the landslide.
The forest was gone, and the devastated slope between the lake and volcano was renamed Pumice Plain. The plain was sterilized by the intense heat of the volcano's flows, then buried in ash, creating a landscape that would make more sense on Mars than Earth. For that very reason, it's a unique place and perfect for scientific study. 2 years passed before life returned to the barren plain. First came the prairie lupin. Today, the plain is matted with grasses, flowering plants, and willows. But now that recovering landscape is threatened. After the eruption, and with nowhere to go, Spirit Lake began swelling.
You know, the lake became trapped and had no outlet, and so if it rose above the dam that kept it, it would swamp these downstream communities, and that would be a huge disaster. So the Corps of Engineers drilled this tunnel through a ridge to let the lake drain.
Eric Wagner is a science writer who recently published a book on St. Helens ecology. He says the decades haven't been kind to the tunnel, which was fractured and twisted in the active volcanic land. Government engineers envision a new tunnel through the debris that buried the Toutle River. But to build it, they say they have to construct a 3-mile road through the Pumice Plain. Some scientists say the road would harm what is in effect a giant natural laboratory, examining what happens to a volcano's ecology after an eruption. The Mount St. Helens National Volcanic Monument was created in 1982 as a place for, quote, geologic forces and ecological succession to continue substantially unimpeded. Wagner says that goal is unrealistic.
And so the substantially unimpeded part is what everybody kind of hangs their hat on. It's that it's like a big natural laboratory. It's a big natural experiment taking place on this vast scale. And so you have this sense that the land is sort of operating on its own. But the more the closer you look, you see how that really isn't true.
If a new tunnel isn't built, the downstream communities are at risk. If it is built, the risk shifts to Pumice Plain, which Wagner calls one of the most closely studied patches of land in the world. The U.S. Forest Service, which manages the monument, gave the green light to the road last month. Scientists studying the plain say it will disturb the area's ecological recovery and have vowed to fight it. I'm Nick Deshay reporting.